Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Bangladesh warmly welcomes the delegation of Peru for presenting the national report of the third cycle of UPR. My delegation commends Peru for its effort in implementing the recommendations it accepted during the second cycle. Peru's initiative in harmonizing the public policies related to human rights, formulating the third National Human Rights Plan 2017-2021, and establishing the Directorate for Cultural Diversity and Elimination of Racial Discrimination are among the most notable ones. We also appreciate positive developments made in the National Basic Educational Curriculum, incorporating a rights and gender-based approach in schools. Bangladesh attaches utmost priority to empowerment of women and towards ensuring their rights and well-being. While noting the positive developments in Peru in this regard, especially in addressing the discrimination against women, including by the formulation of National Action Plan for Gender Equality and the formalization of gender indicator system, we note with concern, however, that women still continue to face numerous obstacles in fulfilling their economic potential, while rural and Afro-Peruvian women are still subjected to discrimination in education, in employment, and health. Mr. Vice President, the migrant workers and their families are reported to have been facing many challenges in realizing their basic human rights. My delegation recommends that the government of Peru takes specific and effective measures to ensure migrant rights access, migrant workers' access to basic education and health care, and their protection against ill treatment by providing judicial and administrative remedy. We also recommend that Peru further strengthens its efforts to reduce the widespread child poverty and takes concrete measures to address the existing high rate of drug and alcohol addiction among children and adolescents. We wish Peru a successful review in this round too. Thank you.